Mason Nealon talking with Tegan Renzi here. Tegan, we got the information that you were verbally committed to go to Ohio State. Can you talk us through the process of kind of how you discovered Ohio State and how you wanted to go there?
Oh, well, I mean, the recruiting process was quite a thing. Really started by reaching out to schools all across the nation. I knew, like, the top schools. I really wanted to go Big Ten, Big 12. Stay like somewhere where there might be an egg program, because that's kind of what I'm looking to do after college. And Ohio State, one of the top, they're second in the Big Ten right now for men's swimming. So, I mean, reaching out to them, just send out an email and got a response, and then kept in touch with the coaches and eventually got out for a visit there.
And so how many of these schools were reaching out to you, or how many offers or kind of looks were you getting throughout this recruitment process?
Well, colleges can reach out June 15th, the summer before junior year. And, I mean, initially I hadn't got that many emails over the last summer. And then I reached out, and it was kind of not very many responses, and like saying I wasn't technically good enough for these colleges yet. So after this past season, then I really reached out to them more, and it was more like me reaching out to them, and then they look into you, and well, they get back in touch with you, set up some calls. So I'd say, yeah, it's more I reached out to them and got a response back from those guys.
And so, going into kind of this year, was that your kind of goal, was to get more recognition and maybe move on to the next step going into college being a swimmer?
Well, I'd say my main goal was just improving my times and focusing on improving myself. But I'd say definitely getting all that getting recognition from colleges was definitely in the back of my mind thinking about that through this past season.
And so you talked about, you know, you wanted to go to Big Ten or Big 12, but what really caught your eye about Ohio State?
Oh, I would say just the general atmosphere and how personable and nice the coaches are. They are very great. They believe in me, and the team believes in each other, and they all want to be there. That's something I was really looking for in a college.
And so let's take it a step back a little bit. How did you get into swimming, and how did you kind of find the love for swimming?
Oh, well, it really, really started. My mom, I wasn't out for a winter sport at the time, and my mom decided, I was 7 at the time, threw me into swim practice, gave me something to do because one of her friends had a kid on the swim team, and then she reached out to my mom and said, I should go after this. And then I guess I stuck with it. I just kept seeing improvement, I'd say. And that really drove me to keep going out again and again and again, and pushing myself each day to be better at swimming.
And so for you, kind of going through your routines and everything, what is kind of a normal day of practice and a normal day of preparation for swimming for you?
Well, right now for the summer schedule, we practice Monday through Friday mornings, 7:30 to 9:30, and it's Tuesday, Thursday afternoon, along with the morning practice. So Tuesday, Thursday is we call it doubles. So it'll be 2-hour swim every morning, and then 2-hour swim twice in the afternoon, like Tuesday, Thursday.
And so between all of that, and as well as kind of in the winter when you're actually performing and going out there and doing this, what do you do to keep your body in shape, and what do you do to kind of keep yourself going?
Oh, I'd say get a lot of sleep. Sleep's a very important thing for me right now. Make sure I get bed on time. And eating right, eating healthy. I guess lifting's been a big thing recently for me. Building the muscle to be able to maintain swimming all this time has really been big.
And so when you go to Ohio State here coming up soon, do you expect that you're going to have to adapt and change a little bit of your program, or do you think that you're going to translate well into what they do?
They're season schedule is pretty similar to my like my winter schedule right now. It's when every morning through Saturday, so Monday through Saturday morning, and they have Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the afternoon. But it's going to be a change with how they live the lifting schedule, which is the first 6 weeks is something they call performance camp. And they lift four times a week and swim five times a week. So that would be a big change, really having a set lifting program with practices. I think that would be a big change to adapt to.
Well, Tegan, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we congratulate you on this next big step in your swimming career.
Thank you.